Hello folks, and welcome to the presentation of Xamtex Figlet. Today I will show you how to use it and what else you can do with it. First, let's start with the directory structure. We have the Xamt library folder, a PHP file, and a custom font we will use in a later example. So, I have prepared the PHP file with a simple output. We include the class, create a new instance, and then show the rendered figlet. The output of this will be this figlet in the standard font, which is shipped with the Xamt framework. So, if you don't like this font, you can pass an options array to the constructor and tell font and give it the font name, which is in our case larry3d.flf. If we output it now, we get figlet in another font. So, what else could you do now? You could, for example, set the line to right. A line is named justification here, and use one of the constants which are within the figlet class. In this case, we want to align it at right, so we would tell Xamtex figlet justification right. And the output of that will be something really strange. Okay, that was my fault. The window didn't have egg characters with, so it couldn't really be functional. Okay, now it works. And we can surely also send it to center and have it centered. Now, let's see. Maybe we are in some Asian country or such. I don't know where they went in the other direction. But we can tell. Right to left, and then use the constant direction right to left, and get the output from right to the left. Now, let's see, maybe we want some multi-line text. For example, figlet figlet. What we then get is figlet, figlet in two lines. Now let's take this out. This may serve for further examples. Now we may have also multiple lines where there are line breaks. Empty lines, which are inserted as such. Now it could be you have for example, a text from some website where it is always broken after 8 characters with an N. But for sure, you don't want for your output to have this line break in it. You want instead to use it as a space, as every browser does it. In that case, we would have this foo and bar. And maybe then some real line break marked with a double slash n. In that case, if we set nothing special yet, we'll get this. We have foo, bar, the empty line, and foo bar. Now, to avoid that the first slash n is interpreted as a line break, we can set handle paragraphs to true. In this case, it will treat the slash n as a space, and only all everything more will be treated as such, as an empty line. Now we can also set the output width to something less. So the standard output width is 80, which doesn't change anything here. Now we could set it to 50 characters, for example, and get it broken after 50 characters. If we use this here, we go down to 50 characters, and you exactly see it's broken after the A, because the A doesn't fit anymore here. Let's see, what else could I show you? Yeah, for sure, you don't have to set the options always in the constructor. You can for sure also tell him in the user-fruit way, set output width, and because we're in a fluid layout, we say, without repeating the instance name, set justification, and then use then text figlet justification right. Now we get it right aligned to the width of 50 characters. Okay, that's everything for now. What else can you do now with this? With Xen Framework 1.6, there will be a Xen form capture element which will utilize Xentext Figlet as an adapter. What else? Yeah, you could also use it, as I'll show you in my examples here, on the console to output text or whatever you want. You will surely find a reason for it. Well, I hope you enjoyed this presentation, and let's see if I will do some more when I have more to show. Goodbye.